you've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Maggie.
Maggie, welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, today is my 20th birthday, and on my way home tonight, I was listening to you, and I was like, I called you 15 years ago and sang to you a song, Honey, I'm Home. I just wondered if you remembered.
I do remember. I said, sing for your song, and I recorded you, and then I played some of it back on the air.
Yes, you did.
And what are you doing 15 years later?
I'm working.
What do you mean you're working? Are you singing? Are you using your gift?
I am a little, just for friends and family. I haven't really done it for anybody else, but yeah, I do it on YouTube and for friends and family and a couple of competitions and around town.
But you're using your gift and you're making other people smile with it.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
But if you could play Brave by Sarah Bareilles, that's kind of my theme song right now.
Yeah? You need to be brave or you're feeling extra brave?
Feeling extra brave.
Good for you. Well, you were pretty brave when you called me back then. I don't think you had any clue you'd be, you know, hearing yourself on the radio.
No, didn't believe that.
That was one of those moments where you went, did she really just do that?
It was one of those moments. We were actually at a family's house when you played it back, and it was just one of those moments where, my goodness.
Let me play that for you. You have a great night. Thank you for listening after all these years.
You too, Delilah.
God bless, honey. You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast or be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle beneath your skin. Kept on the inside and no sunlight. Sometimes a shadow. If you say what you
Listening to my bi-monthly podcast, Love Someone with Delilah. I've been having the most amazing conversations, like this one with Rachel Platten. So that's where girls hits right in the feels.
I'm so proud to have it out there. I wrote it for my daughters, obviously, but as I was writing it, I really did realize that it was for me too. It was what I wish for myself as much as it was what I wish for my girls. Like, gosh, how many of us need to hear that permission from a mama figure from ourselves right now? Like, you can do anything. You're okay in this world. Take up space. Go make some noise. Don't apologize. You know, go after your big dreams. Life hurts. You're going to cry. You're going to feel your feelings, but you have permission to feel them. It was just everything I want my girls to know in the world.
You can listen to the full Love Someone podcast episode now by visiting Delilah.com or your favorite podcast platform. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST. After 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation promised to make sure we never forget. Since then, it's been supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook, who we lost while he served in Iraq. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number two, T.org.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy, and sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts, and that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country, or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on KZST.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Thank you. can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do it for you. Look into your heart, you will find there's nothing left to hide. Take me as I am, take my life. I will give it all, I would sacrifice. Don't tell me it's not worth fighting for. I can't help it, there's nothing I want more. You know it's true. Everything I do it for. You know it's true. Everything I do, oh, I do it for you.
Kathy, how can I help you?
My son had just started going to a new high school, and it was in the beginning of the year, and my husband and my daughter and I had gone to the school to an open house. And this man had come up to me, and he said, "Excuse me, ma'am." And I looked around because I wasn't even sure if he was talking to me. And he said, "Is your name Kathy?" And I said, "Yes." And then he asked me, he mentioned my maiden name, and I said, "Yes, that's it." And he said, "Do you know who I am?" And while I knew, it was, the whole moment was just so surreal, I didn't even say anything to him. But he was a security guard at the school, and he turned over his badge, and it was my brother, who I had not seen in 30 years.
What?!
Yes, in 30 years. My parents divorced when I was very young, and he went to live with my biological father.
This was your own flesh and blood, your own brother?
Yes, it worked at the school that my son is now attending. He lived in the same town with my biological father, who I had not seen in at least 40 years.
So mom and dad divorced. Mom took the daughter, dad took the son?
Well, actually, there were four of us. Mom took three of us, and he went to live with my dad. And then for reasons beyond my control, we didn't get to see him again after that. And I didn't get to see my dad after that.
Oh, my word. And is your father still living?
Yes, I've since been reunited with my biological father and my brother. When I was praying, I had no idea what he had in store for me.
Wow. Wow, what an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations. I hope the rest of this year just brings many, many, many more miraculous blessings.
Thank you.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground.
Up for slide.